At the mind level, you can still be deluded because you must understand that your mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief, and everything arises from the mind. So if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a wicked mind or unwholesome mind, then suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof. So even though the mind Dhamma is more important than form Dhamma, one can still get trapped at mind level if one continue to be deluded by the aggregates of mind. When we identify we are form, then we will discriminate according to what we see or perceive, like male and female, old and young, beautiful and ugly, race, nationality, etc. Like I'm a Chinese, I'm a Malay, I'm an Indian, leading to racial disharmony, discrimination via race identification with the external physical form or appearances. When we are able to see beyond form, all this discrimination or division conditioned by form Dhamma will cease to be. But then mind Dhamma can still arise to cause similar division and discrimination at mind level. We still have our own views, opinion, belief system, tradition and conditioning, etc., that can still divide and cause us to argue with one another. All this division and discrimination can only cease when we are able to see beyond mind. Beyond form and beyond mind or thoughts, leading to the direct seeing with our true nature or silent mind within, that is seeing things as they are, leading to the understanding of what is or suchness, which is tatata. So this one is all already explained, very beautiful. Then the Buddha explained to us clearly how we perceive form via our mental consciousness or mundane mind. This is the reason why the Buddha said mind is the forerunner of all things and mind is chief. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So we can return all external form to mind, then mind to our pure nature within, to realize the truth of how creation or mental consciousness come to be, leading to the understanding of their universal characteristics of impermanent suffering state and non-self or empty nature.